Well, was after school one afternoon in the spring. I don't remember exactly what year it was. I think I was a junior. And we crossed the street to go into a park. There was a public restroom. And right after us came a fairly large, burly police officer who told us, who pulled out his weapon and told us to get against the wall and with our hands up.
And this
And
was
we
you and
You and
your.
a friend of mine, a white friend of mine,
Yeah.
and my white girlfriend at the time stood and waited outside of the restroom. And of course, I was curious as why I was being told to raise my hands and shut up, basically. And he searched us, didn't find anything. We didn't have anything on us. And I said, "Well, why are we being stopped?" And he told me to shut the fuck up. And then he marched me off to the police station.
With no charges.
No charges. Yeah, I was just detained with no reason that was given to me
Was
at all.
the person you were with, was he also detained, or your girlfriend?
No, he was not. My white friend was not detained. I was.
Yeah.
And the girl, of course, was not detained. And I was put into a holding cell. And then I was taken out and interrogated as to who I was, where I lived. And I was smoking a cigarette at the time. And he told me to put the cigarette out, knocked it out of my face. Then I took out another cigarette in defiance
Yeah.
of him. And then I was punched in the face again, and then I hit back, which was not the smartest thing to do, but I was really quite upset at the time. And so they basically did a Rodney King on me in the police station. The next day, a little later that afternoon, I was taken to another holding facility in Brooklyn. Taken to the Brooklyn House of Detention and spent the night there. And then I was arraigned for drunk and disorderly contact and resisting arrest. And I had two witnesses saying that I was not drunk, I was not obstructing traffic. Those are my friends who were with me at the time. And the police officer testified that I was drunk and disorderly and da da. And the judge said, "Okay, this time I'll let you go, but next time have more respect for the law." And for me, there was nothing in the law that I experienced which was just. And that sort of changed my attitude towards law and order. And it had a major effect on me.